AKA Padres, here we go. We're still talking about football movies, and this time we have a good one from 1969. Charleston Heston. He's the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. Not Drew Brees, it's Charleston Heston. And we're also going back to a time that the NFL was building its image. The game is growing. What does this movie, how does it place in the history of Charleston Heston, the NFL, and sports movies in general? Well, maybe not general, maybe. Anyway, guys, stick with me. We're going to get into it. Rock and roll.
Camera speed, sound production, take one.
Action!
AKA Padres, welcome back to another fantastic episode. I am your host, Peter A. DeLuca, AKA Pad, and known on some social media networks as AKA Pad69. Other people call me the pop culture pope. They call me the eclectic one. I got a lot of nicknames. And maybe one day I'll be known as the greatest movie commentator, critic of all time. That's my goal. And a part of that goal is to bring to you every single movie I've ever seen. And that would also include every single movie ever made. So I'm a busy guy. And then we get these other things. You know, I work 9 to 5. I work in the IT industry. We live stream almost every single day. We do a lot of drawing live. I create comic books, stickers, posters, limited edition prints, all kinds of fun things. And all of this is available on akapad.com. We have mugs dropping soon. We're going to be doing a whole line of products based around my cat, Diamond Dallas Cat. It's a lot of fun. And before we get started, I need to give you guys what we like to call a producer's note. So normally at this time of the episode, I would announce the episode number. We would know that we were in episode such and such. For right now, like just for record keeping purposes, it's 635. We're going to forego this. This might be the very last episode I mentioned the actual episode number, maybe outside of milestone episodes if I want to do something for 650 or 700. The reason for this is we're working very hard. Team AKA Pad, the AKA Pad Army, as I like to refer to it, we're working very hard to bring 2 episodes a day to you. A part of this process is we have to do a large volume of pre-recording. So I'm watching movies in advance. But along the way, we might want to watch something like Saltburn. When Saltburn drops on Amazon Prime, much hyped, guy watch it right away. Or something like Napoleon becomes available on digital, you want to watch it right away. These are just going to be the regular episodes. I'm just going to drop those between our 2 regular drops, which will be 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. And then along the way, when I get inspired or just want to bring a question to you guys or just, you know, run or rant off the top of my head, I can do that. So the episodes are going to pile up as of their rollout, as of their releases. And because of that, numbering episodes, because of the pre-recording, just becomes chaotic. But we're internally, we are going to be keeping track because, you know, we have files. And, you know, it's good to number those files from 1 to whatever so we can reference them very quickly. And really, who's counting after 1 anyway? I mean, statistically, almost every single podcast out there in the ether really doesn't go further than 8 episodes. So, you know, we're over 600. We're marching towards 700. The goal is to, well, I guess get to an extra large number. With all of that said, speaking of numbers, we're talking number 1, released in 1969. It stars Charleston Heston, Ben-Hur, Ten Commandments, The Omega Man, and the cool guy from True Lies, Arnold Schwarzenegger True Lies movie. We have Bruce Dern, and we have Jessica Walter. So we have a rock-solid star-studded cast. Charleston Heston's character, we've seen shades of this character in other characters. He plays Ron Cat Caitlin. He's a quarterback. We find out later in the movie deep in the third act before the game, you know, because all football movies need to end with football. He's got 3 years left. He plays for the New Orleans Saints. If you're a fan of that franchise, this is a movie for you. I love the colors. I love the brightness. I love everyone wearing the uniforms of the NFL in this movie. Despite North Dallas 40, this movie is clearly made with the cooperation of the NFL. During this time, the NFL is fighting for relevance. They're growing a national audience thanks to the TV coverage. And this movie is a part of a series of movies, you know, North Dallas 40 being amongst them. Our next movie will be called Semi-Tough, starring Kris Kristofferson and Burt Reynolds. But there was like a run of movies that the NFL was clearly involved with, and some of them not. Some of these is studios competing, meaning NFL is a part of one movie. It does kind of well. There seems to be interest. The studio down the street is going to make another football movie, their own football movie, not with the help of the NFL. And, you know, like, and then there we go, right? Like, that's the business of Hollywood. But there seemed to be a time where a lot of these movies spiked, and it's late 60s all the way up into the mid 70s. So, you know, had a chunk of years where the NFL was, you can basically say, pushing their own propaganda to create awareness for their sport, for the brand. And it worked. They didn't eclipse and take over the world. It took them 30 years. It wasn't until we hit the 2000s. But it worked. And this is it shows you how intelligent the NFL is. And bringing eyeballs to their, you know, like the Taylor Swift stuff rolls into this. It's eyeballs, period. Taylor Swift brought eyeballs. So making movies with Charlton Heston starring Jessica Walter as the wife does that. So Charlton Heston roughly has 3 years to play. And he doesn't know what he wants to do with his life. And he has a friend, Bruce Dern, who already retired from the league and is doing very well. But Charlton Heston, overall, he's a lost soul, and he's indecisive, and he's somewhat sad in a couple of areas. But we sympathize. You know, like, we're with you, Charles. Like, we want you to get over this hump. We want you to do well. And along the way, he does things. Like, he cheats on his wife. We see how estranged him and his wife is. He doesn't feel like his wife understands these other things that are important to him, because he needs something else other than football to happen in his life. And this is the same back and forth we see in Cap Rooney, played by Dennis Quaid in Any Given Sunday. We see it in North Dallas 40 with Nick Nolte. What do we do after football? And this is the forever question. So this movie kind of, it gives us the highs and the lows. It gives us a good insight into the sport. Gives us good insight of what coaches mean to players and some of these relationships. But we get a movie. Look, I'm sorry. It looks like it was shot in 1969. I think the fashion. I think some of the music. I think some of the set design. It's a part of the charm of this movie. That puts me in front of the movie. That makes me glued to the movie. I like these types of details. We're also in an age, and I will reiterate this until I don't have to, but period movies nowadays in whole really don't work. But so we don't have to do it. We can just go back to the movies during that time, and we get what we want. Meaning, if we want a movie to look like it's made in 1971, we can do it. We can just watch a movie from 1971. But this movie, what this movie has, what makes it special, and we're seeing a little bit of a trend here. Now, we didn't see so much with We Are Marshall, but we do see with North Dallas 40, we see with this movie, we see it with Varsity Blues, we see with Any Given Sunday, but a lot of these football sports movies have what I would like to call a perfect ending. The ending of this movie sticks to you, it haunts you. And you want to know what happens next, but we're not given that. Now, if this movie was dropped today and it made some money, we would probably, you know, Netflix would probably give this thing a spin-off series, a 10-hour sequel. Break it up into 10 episodes. But it's a different time. And this, so there's a part of this movie to hold up, to kind of admire. Because of the time, you got a movie and everyone moved on. And that's why this movie's special. We moved on. We don't know what happens after the credits. We don't need to know. But we kind of have faith in the character. Charlton Heston has does a great job building a powerful person. A person that can withstand trials and tribulations. And again, like, these are the men that the sport creates. And that's why it's important. Oh, 1 second, AKA Powder. Things get busy here, AKA Powder. Sorry about that. Had a phone call. Had to jump on it. Look, sometimes we do these things during the smack middle of the business day. And hey, I came home. You know, just to give you a little bit of insight of how I finished this movie. I came home. I just wanted to put it on. And as soon as this movie got rolling, it was 2 hours later. I was intending to put this movie on, as I like to do. One of my practices is I just like to put something on and get the idea, get the flavor of it. And then sometimes life happens or things happen and you have to do things relatively quick and you go back to it. But the rule of this house of Studio AKA Pad is things get restarted. We just don't pick it up where we left off, which sometimes could be maddening. When we're distracted a lot trying to watch something. And it's how many times do we have to restart something? But no, I believe the method of memorizing movies and memorizing really what happens inside the movie. I believe that knowing more about the movie itself rather than the people who made the movie is the path. Sure, knowing names helps. And speaking of which, Tom Grise, this is our director. This dude has a filmography that is too long to mention, but it seemed like he was a mid-budget mastermind. Worked a lot with Charles Bronson, did a lot of action movies, and overall worked in all scales of entertainment, or directed all scales of entertainment, meaning comedy, TV, movie, film production, or theatrical release, and on and on. This guy is a seasoned veteran. Workhorse that props up the studios and gives significance to the material. Tom Grise, Gries. How do we pronounce names? I don't know. I kind of just want to say I want to further study this cat for sure. And with that pun, right. Remember, Charlton Heston plays Ron Catlin. It's time to go, AK Patters. Next episode, well, I wish I could tease it, but coming up somewhere, we do have Saltburn, we have Fall of the House of Usher, we have Aquaman, The Lost Kingdom, we have Marvel's The Marvels. God, I just hate saying that. And upcoming, we will be discussing books, articles, and movie news. That's right, and the importance of getting way ahead of these two-a-day drops, leaving room in the middle, is the objective. So stick with me. We got so much more coming. Love you guys. Rock and roll.
Okay, that's a wrap.